Chapter 29. Ben warmed his hands over a small fire just inside the mouth of a cave.
Every time the sun drops, my bones get cold. And the rain makes my knuckles ache and my scars throb.
He glanced at Nath.
Do you have any aches and pains?
Inside, Nath hurt. Celine had been gone 7 years, but it felt like she had died yesterday.
I'm fine.
Nath tossed a stick into the fire.
So, get on with it. Where is everyone? Barnabas has the world under its thumb. Men have been wiped out, women and children enslaved.
All men?
Of course not, but after Crentucklin was stifled, it scattered them all. The legionnaires that numbered thousands strong are maybe a few hundred now.
It riled him. But men, always so conflicted with one another, were so easily scattered, unlike the other races that clung tightly together.
Morgan and Elom work together, though,
Ben said, shaking his head in disbelief.
Never imagined they'd team up as they did. But it was either that or annihilation. For 7 years they've defended their lands from the wicked humanoid forces. Orcs, gnolls, and goblins swarm over and over. I've seen it for myself.
Is that where Brenwar and Bezog are?
Shrugging, Ben stirred a stick in the fire.
I suppose. But I never know what they're thinking. What of the dragons? They still war all over. Some with the races, others without. It depends. I've seen quite a few while you've been asleep. But the battles are one thing, and the search for you is another.
Ben combed his fingers through his beard.
Barnabas' forces still search for you. I don't think the dragon warlord is fully committed in his triumph until he knows you're through. Things are at a standstill of sorts. Like the truce, but worse.
His eyes reflected the firelight.
They're sharpening their claws, holding their foul, furnace-hot breath, waiting for you to surface.
I'm here now,
Nath said, looking at his hand. His golden-yellow claws were as sharp as ever. His scales twinkled in the firelight. He was hungry. Hungry for another crack at Gorn Gretik.
So, that was the plan once I awakened?
Ah,
Ben said, nodding.
I had almost forgotten.
He yawned.
Or have I forgotten? I haven't thought about that for quite some time.
He shook his head.
I'm not so old, am I? Only 50 seasons.
Ben,
Nath said, aggravated.
How did you go about taking turns watching me? Was there a signal? Something? Anything?
Normally, someone would just show up. Rary and Samas did. But now I'm not so sure. Maybe something happened to them? I can't be certain.
Ben, are you all right?
I'm just tired, Dragon. It's been a long day.
Ben lay down on his blanket and fell fast asleep.
Ben?
Nath was surprised that his friend was out cold. And even more surprised that Ben seemed so old. Something was out of place that he couldn't put his finger on. The world was off. Out of place.
Am I still dreaming?
Ben stirred and rustled in his armor. The beaten breastplate from his brief stint with the legionnaires held up quite well. It was good work for something that wasn't dwarfen. Nath grabbed a blanket out of Ben's pack and covered his friend. Ben headed out of the cave to stretch his legs. The air was brisk, and a cool drizzle was coming down. The sensation felt soothing for a change.
Learn to appreciate the little things.
He glanced up the hill. The firelight in the cave was dim. Nath fought the urge to waken Ben back up and ask more questions. He needed to know where everyone was. Where to start? Where to go? It seemed Ben didn't know anything. Perhaps that was by design. It was the best way to keep everyone safe. The less everyone knew, the better. It was the best way to protect Nath and everyone else.
But I can't just stand around, not after 7 years.
Nath wanted to take flight, get a good look around. He glanced back again.
He never left me. I can't ever leave him. Just let him rest. I'm sure he'll have answers tomorrow. I slept 7 years, so what's one more night?
Nath sat on the hillside and reflected on things. He could turn into a dragon now and still just as easily maintain a man's form. He tossed a small ball of orange and blue fire from palm to palm, wondering what other powers he might have. He needed to understand them, but he had no one to teach him. Celine could have, and had to some degree, but she had also deceived him. And where had Sansla Lieber taken her? He closed his eyes and took a long draw of breath through his nostrils.
Focus, Nath. Trust your instincts.
He heard Ben's heartbeat, slow, steady, and strong. Animals prowled the night. Pixlin sang the song of crickets. The gentle wind tickled the leaves. The night could bring terror, but it could also bring peace. He eased his clawed hands into the ground. He felt the trepidation deep in the bowels of the world. Its life was in jeopardy. It was on a course that ended in death.
Where do I resume this battle? Where do I start?
He meditated until dawn's light caught his face. He felt an unnatural tremor nearby. A rustle of armor. He cocked his head. Two men approached on cat's feet. He felt their hearts pounding in their chests. Nath remained still.
Let the bandits strike. Their blades can't cut my scales.
The soft shuffles came closer and closer. Nath could feel hard eyes on his back.
If you're going to kill me,
Nath said, raising his arms above his head,
make it swift.